As the A's host the Twins on Saturday, it's another opportunity for manager Bob Melvin to try to win his 1,000th career game. It's off to a good start in the first as Ryan Healy steps to the plate.
And Davis takes a sizable lead at second, stays, and the pitch line to left down the line. That's a base hit. This will score a run. Hits the track and bangs off the wall. Davis scores standing. It's a double for Healy. 1-0 Oakland.
It looked like that ball was going to go foul, and LaVarnbe was going to play it like it was going to go foul. And then at the last minute, realized that thing's going to stay. Fair.
Line to center, a base hit for Granite. One run scores. Here comes Rosario heading home. He scores, no throw. Granite knocks in two more, and the Twins take a 2-1 lead.
And the pitch hit high in the air right field. Rajay Davis back on the track, jumps up, gone. Opposite field, two-run homer for Miguel Sano. And the Twins now lead 4-1.
And the 2-0 pitch, a swing and a fly ball, crushed to left field. This is way back, towards the upper deck, and gone. Clear the out-of-town scoreboard, landing deep in the seats. Matt Chapman, a no-doubt booming home run, his sixth. And it's a one-run game. Twins 4, Oakland 3. Did Chapman ever hit that one? Here's the 1-0 pitch, a swing and a fly ball, trouble, left center field, deep in the gap, back towards the wall, it is gone, a home run, A's win it. The A's walk off the Twins as Rajay Davis launches a game-winning two-run homer to left center, and Oakland wins 5-4.
The A's make Bob Melvin's 1,000th career win a memorable one, 5-4 as they walk it off, following Rajay Davis's two-run homer. Davis goes 4-for-5. Zach Granite and Eduardo Escobar each with two hit nights for Minnesota. The Twins lose their fifth in their last six games. The scuffling Twins suffer a heartbreaker Saturday in Oakland, losing 5-4 in the bottom of the ninth. After the game, here's Twins manager Paul Molitor with a reaction.
Yeah, those are tough. That's three games this trip we haven't been able to close out. And, it just kind of goes to show you you can't ever take for granted the value of outs late in games and people that can handle that. And Roger's been really good. He's had a little bit of a rough trip here so far. We were obviously without Kinsler tonight, so we're just trying to find a way to get through it the best we could. The disappointing part was we had a chance to separate ourselves a little bit early in the game and didn't have particularly good at-bats to take advantage of some situations. So we had to kind of try to find a way to hang on. But he was good, but he burned through a lot of pitches, but he pitched out of some jams. Duffy was good to see him get back on track. But we gave up the homer there in the eighth, and then the leadoff walk in the ninth came back to bite us.
Were you concerned at all with how the last couple of games had gone for Taylor? Were you worried about that lingering, or did you think that was...
He's a player. He's a pitcher who handles those days that don't go his way. He comes back. I think he's pretty good at refreshing and getting back to the task at hand. But obviously falling behind there. Davis was ready, and that was a ball game.
We've seen Zach Granite be patient at the plate. Were you surprised to see him come bases loaded, first pitch swinging on that one?
I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
I think that was his first hit early.
The base hit, yeah. There. I was thinking that the next when Dozier came up. Yeah, well, I think he was watching. We all saw that, he was effective with his off-speed stuff, and I think he just decided to stay back on a pitch and try to keep it in the middle of the field. So, again, he swung the bat well. He lined out the center and had another hit. He's contributed. There's no doubt about that.
Molly, the homer, so no hit. First two at-bats, I think he got like one fastball each at-bat, but he got ahead in the count the third time up. Need to see more of those types of at-bats where he's a little more patient?
I think in general it's for our team. I mean, you watch certain guys and the way they pitch, and this guy pitched backwards a lot. He had us out front of the changeup. We didn't make too good of adjustments, but Miggy in that particular instance, I think he knew that there was a chance he could get a changeup or a little knuckle curve there, and, he let the fastball get deep, and he shows he can hit it out at any part of the park.
The pitching matchup Sunday has Jarrell Cotton starting for the A's against Bartolo Colon of Minnesota.